Bunkers et al. In 2000 developed this technique called the ID method, which stands for internal dynamics. It uses the mechanisms by which the updraft and shear interact to cause deviant motion. This method can be used to calculate storm motion for both the cyclonically and anticyclonically rotating supercells resulting from a storm split. The ID method is Galilean invariant, allowing for its use in atypical hodographs such as westerly shear, northerly mean winds, etc. To estimate the supercell motion using the ID method, the following steps work pretty well, and the first one is here. That is, let's go ahead and plot the 0 to 6 kilometer non-pressure weighted mean wind, and we see this example here as the red dot.